The views and opinions expressed in the following paid program do not necessarily represent those of staff, management, or advertisers with WBIG Radio.
Your radio dial is locked. On the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show. Go from loafing around in the garden to being a master of your yard splendor.
Hey, Mr. Gopher.
In the next half hour, you'll get the confidence you need to tackle those weekend projects with ease. You'll get information about proper methodology and the best materials available at a price you can afford. The Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show is brought to you in part by 844-DIRT. 844-DIRT, improved earth products. And now it's time for another show straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. You're in the den with Zach and Mike, two dirt aficionados. Is that how you say that, Mike?
Yeah, aficionados. I believe that is correct, Zach.
Exactly. We're connoisseurs of fine dirt and different dirt products.
Yeah, I would say yes to that, Zach.
And today we're going to discuss on rejuvenating your garden, how it can increase both the productivity and the size of your plants.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. I'm always amazed when I look at flower gardens or vegetable gardens to just see nature at work. You know what I mean? It's just amazing when you can see how much food that a small garden can produce.
Exactly. You got to remember that these colonists and everything that came over years ago, they grew all their own food.
Yeah. I think we still do that too, don't we, Zach? But not in our backyards.
I grow mine at McDonald's most of the time. Now remember, when all these plants are growing, all that growth, everything you see in that plant is coming from the soil itself, from the nutrients and from the minerals in the soil is actually the building blocks of that plant. So maybe you've already have a garden or a flower area and you've had it for a couple years, but because these plants are constantly using up the nutrients and minerals for growth, your soil just may not be as healthy as it appears to be.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard people when we're talking with them, they say, we it just didn't grow as well this year. You know, we just didn't get a very good crop. We just didn't do that. I said, well, did you add some good organic material to that? Did you kind of refresh? Did you freshen up the garden areas? Well, not really. Well, you're right. I mean, the plants, whether they're flowers or their vegetables, or that just sucks up all the nutrients from the soil. I mean, that's how it's part of the creation of the plants and vegetables that we see and eat.
Exactly. A lot of people say, but I got this real good black dirt. I mean, shouldn't everything grow in black dirt?
You know what? I get that so much, Zach, and I have that in my backyard too. And I have kind of a foresty area in my backyard, and if I go back there and I dig in it, that stuff is like jet black, the most beautiful black dirt you've ever seen. But if anyone knows anything about that, you try spreading that out and growing something on it, it doesn't grow very good at all. It's more of a humus material.
Or hummus.
Hummus, humus.
Potato, potato.
Whatever.
We'll agree to disagree on this one.
But anyways, regardless, humus or hummus, you know, pretty much that dirt is inert. It really doesn't have any, true...
Yeah, it doesn't supply any nutrients to the soil. It's just, it's dead soil, to say it. But it is jet black. You're right.
Yeah, it looks great, but it just doesn't really produce anything. It doesn't have a lot of nutrients.
Exactly. Now, if you got that jet black soil and it's just not grown anything, a simple way to add some life back into it is through some soil amendments.
Absolutely, Zach.
Now, there's simple soil amendments you can use, such as mushroom compost, which is really the best thing to do to an existing garden that you already have. I mean, you can add a couple yards of this stuff in your garden, till it in, and rejuvenate it. You're adding that organic medium that's going to break down and provide these nutrients back to your plants.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. And let's say your levels are pretty good and you're using the mushroom compost to till into your existing garden, or let's say, over years it's kind of eroded away some of the dirt and you're trying to fill in a bigger gap, 6 to 8 inches, well, then maybe it's time for some super soil, which is, the half mushroom compost, half topsoil. It's a good base. And you know what? The other thing is, too, we always talk about Soil Pro, but how about trying to control compaction and water retention? I mean, throw a couple yards of that material in there, and you would be amazed of the amount of resources you're going to save. But the good thing that you said is you talked about tilling. You talked about tilling these materials in, and when you do that, you could use a rototiller.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either use a rototiller, or you can actually use some hand tools. Rototillers actually work really good in large areas where you have lots of room. But, you know, there's lots of tools out there on the market besides shovels that do a great job of cultivating and turning it in there. If you go, there's like these claw-like cultivators that you kind of jam in the ground and twist
it around.
And those work great. So if you apply some of these amendments, and you can either till it in, if you got a small area, you can use these hand cultivators. You know, but definitely check out the website, you know, at 844dirt.com. Check out some of the products. Check out some of the resource partners where you can get some of these tools that you need. When you check out the resource partner, just click, find the store nearest you, and save. But definitely look at some of the benefits of these soil amendments.
Exactly. You mentioned super soil, and super soil is really what you want to do to establish a new garden because it combines the best of both worlds. You get that organic medium, and you get that pulverized topsoil that is going to provide ample drainage for all your plants, and two, it's the base material for the plants. It's what actually holds everything. It's like the glue almost that holds everything together.
You're right, Zach, and that's why kind of when I was talking before we had said if you're filling in a large gap, you know, you definitely want to use something that has a little more meat to it than the mushroom compost. That mushroom compost is an additive. It's not a growing media on its own, but it's great when it is mixed with that. But you're right. If you have or you're starting a new area, or you've eroded some of the areas from your flower beds or your vegetable gardens, you know, you definitely need that, you know.
Exactly. And you know what? Super soil is also a great potting mix. If you pot a lot of plants, I know I do. I split a lot of my plants and I actually give them away because, you know, my yard is just so flush with stuff. It's a great potting soil because, like I said, it combines the best of both worlds. You're going to get the good organic medium and you're also going to get that base building block.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think also planning, whether you're doing your flowers or your vegetables, is planning how you're going to lay those out, too, to make them more productive. You definitely want to make sure that they're in the proper sun.
Exactly, because remember, for as long as I've known, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. That's a pretty standard fact.
Right.
So what you want to do is make sure that you plant your tallest crops to the south side of your garden. That way they don't overshade any of the smaller plants.
Absolutely, because at a minimum, 4 to 6 hours of sunlight is really what's kind of required.
Exactly, and if you're putting these taller plants in the east, well, you're going to shade out all those other plants and smaller ones. Now, this goes for gardens, bushes, everything.
Absolutely, that's just proper planning to get the right type of production you want to get from all these growing medias.
And remember, if you need any of these growing medias, check us out at 844dirt.com. We got high-res photos of everything. But unfortunately, we're coming up to a break right now, so stay tuned for more of the Gopher's Den.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit DG Ace Hardware, the helpful place, in St. Charles on Main Street and in Aurora on New York Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself.
844 Dirt is one of the largest residential mulch suppliers in the Fox Valley area, housing everything from Northwoods Mulch of Wisconsin to Alabama Bark Mulch from the Smoky Mountain region. 844 Dirt is the exclusive provider of the finest mulches found throughout the United States. 844 Dirt also carries the finest organic weed-free screened mushroom compost available. Our courteous, uniformed drivers deliver all these products right to your home. To see a full selection of the products we carry and to utilize our handy materials calculator, head to our website at 844dirt.com.
That grass won't fertilize itself. Of course, neither will a radio program. But we can sure give you some tips that'll help you do it right. Here's some more help, straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. You're here in the den with Zach and Mike, two guys that just really love dirt. And you know what? Because of that love of dirt, we find all kinds of projects to do with it.
Yeah, Zach, I agree. I love dirt.
I do too. I just like getting into the garden and getting my hands dirty.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I love projects, Zach. It's another thing I like to do, and And today we're going to talk about the advantages of a raised bed and actually, you know, how to construct one of these things.
Exactly. You know, a simple raised garden bed offers like so many advantages compared to a regular flower garden bed.
Yeah. And Zach, when I first heard about that, I was just amazed at the benefits of a raised bed over like a standard, you know, surface area, garden area. When I heard the statistics on, you know, the production that you get out of a raised garden or flower bed area, I just couldn't believe it.
Exactly. Studies show that raised beds actually produce 1.5 to twice as much vegetable and flower material than a regular, you know, surface level bed. I mean, that's amazing.
That just absolutely blew me away.
And you know what? The reason it does that is because that raised bed not only provides better drainage, but there's less compaction in there. I mean, the roots are less compacted together. I mean, that's a great benefit because you're not walking inside your garden. I mean, the garden is actually isolated, raised up, and separated from everything else.
Yeah, it's a good point, Zach. So constantly this area doesn't have a lot of foot traffic, which actually just pounds down this material. So you're right. That compaction is less of an issue.
Mm-hmm. Raised beds also are better protection against insects such as slugs and other things that crawl along the grass. If you got a nice raised bed that's, you know, 8 to 12 inches above the ground, these slugs aren't going to want to climb up that bed to get in there. They're just going to go around it and eat the grass and everything around it.
Right, absolutely. But you know, I think one of the other things too is, you know, when people are building these raised bed areas, you know, they're planning to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're planning to do these projects, they know specifically they're going to grow either vegetables or flower gardens or whatever they're going to grow. So, you know, they're very concerned about what they're putting in this raised bed. And that makes a huge difference, too, because when you do that, you know, you're going to go with a really good organic soil. And when you start out with that, that's an awesome base, you know, because really, when you look at the surface area, you know, gardens in most of these areas, you know, it's pretty much the indigenous soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, you know, you're adding soil amendments to improve that. But when you start out with this, you know,
the
real
good
stuff.
When you start with the best, you get the best.
I couldn't have put that better myself.
you get out what you put in. And if you put in the best, you're going to get out the best results.
Absolutely.
But you know what, Mike? Raised beds just aren't good for your plants. I mean, they're good for you, too.
And why is that, Zach?
Well, because if you think about it, you're bringing the garden up to you. I mean, there's no more, you know, crouching down, getting real low and hurting your back. You could just, you know, grab a 5-gallon bucket, flip it over, and sit down and work on your plants.
Well, Zach, I don't know if we're going to be recommending sitting on a 5-gallon bucket. There may be some safety issues there, but I kind of understand the point.
Yeah, and you know what? They're more orderly. I mean, you know, you can space things better. You can plant them closer together. And you can adjust it to your landscape plan a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. And they can be made of a variety of materials, too. So, and when you talk about a landscape plan, this means any shape, any size, which kind of means leaves you a lot of creativity.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? They also extend your gardening season a little because being elevated, that soil warms up faster, gets up to temperature, and will actually cause your plants to germinate a little faster. It also cools down a little better in the fall, to help you get, you know, a longer growing season.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another reason for this, you know, awesome production.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned construction. Now, when you build these raised beds, you can use all kinds of things. Don't limit yourself to just what we're saying. Use your imagination. I mean, they're big things. When you build it, you can use just rocks that you find around, good-sized rocks, timbers, anything, really.
Yeah, and if we were using timbers, we would probably prefer to use, you know, like a cedar timber, right?
Yeah, definitely cedar. It resists rot a lot better.
And, you know, one thing you want to stay away from is, you know, like railroad ties or these big logs that have been treated with creosote or something. Stay away from any of that. I love all natural stuff, too. Even these brick retaining wall blocks you can use. But there's lots of natural stones that you can pick up on a lot of these construction sites on your spare time and on the weekends. So, I mean, you can use those, too. But one of the criteria, you know, of a raised bed is at least 8 to 12 inches above the surface. You know, that's really our goal. Creating the containment area is pretty much up to you.
Exactly. And when you create this containment area, you want to make sure that it fits your landscape plan. You know, don't just limit yourself to squares and rectangles and things like that. Get creative. You can make nice flowing beds of a nice stone wall and inside it is your raised bed.
Yeah, absolutely. You can be as creative as you want, but let's do it in the context of what we're trying to do. We're trying to grow things. So always remember, as Zach has said many times, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So we definitely want to be in that direction of the sun.
Mm-hmm. And as always, you just really want to make sure that you're adding the best stuff the first time. That's really going to make your bed take off. And for all this stuff, check out our website at 844dirt.com for not only the materials for your bed, but also the products to put inside there to help it grow.
Yeah, and check out our resource partners, because they may even have some of these kits that you can actually put together if you're not as creative as somebody else. You know, I mean, to be quite honest, sometimes I get these projects and I get these great ideas. Then really when it comes down to it, I'm thinking, can I buy a kit to put this thing together?
Yeah, I've been there too, Mike. Sometimes it's just simpler to go out and get a prefab kit and put it together. You know, eliminates a lot of the hassle, a lot of the strain.
Yeah, but definitely check out some of the products that you're going to be using after you've created this raised bed at 844dirt.com. Check out those resource partners, like we said. Click and save. Get the tools that you need to do this job.
Yep, you got to do it right the first time. That always helps things.
Absolutely.
And remember, raised beds are a great way to restore productivity to your garden. They offer many benefits, and they're fairly simple to construct. Remember to check out our website again for resource partners and some super soil to start that bed off right. We got to take a break right now, but stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to answer some of the questions you sent to us at the Gopher's Den.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit Ace, the helpful place, in Batavia on Wilson Street and Geneva on Main Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself. Do you care for a lawn?
844-DIRT.
Tend to a garden?
844-DIRT.
Nurture plants?
844-DIRT.
With high-quality earth products such as topsoil, compost, mulch, and more, 844-DIRT can help you with your most earthly prospect.
844-DIRT can also accommodate small deliveries right to your home, staffed with courteous uniformed drivers.
844-DIRT.
Online, 844-DIRT.com provides a full product inventory as well as a materials calculator, so you'll see what you're getting and how much you will need.
Proudly serving the Fox Valley area with high-quality improved earth products since 1990. 844-DIRT is a name you can trust.
Curb appeal is everything, and without the proper know-how, your home won't have any. Stay with us for more great ideas and unique tips on the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Garden Show. If you missed part of our show, never fear. Just head to 844dirt.com, go into the Gopher's Den, and download this or all our episodes. But right now, we're going to take the time to answer some of the questions that you sent to us at thegophersden@844dirt.com.
Yeah, Zach, I love this part of the show. I just love answering listeners' questions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just gives me a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling.
All right, we'll go with that later. But the first question is from Nick of Forest Park.
Yeah, you know what? Wait a minute. Forest Park? How in the world did we get a guy from Forest Park?
I don't know. They must have thrown another 9-volt in the radio station or something to amp the signal. I don't know what they do.
Or maybe he was in the area. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he was just driving through. But anyway, Nick writes, I plan on applying a natural crabgrass preventer to my lawn. When's the best time to apply this? Well, Nick, if it's a pre-emergent, which most crabgrass preventers are, then it's best done when the ground temperatures are below 60 degrees. This is because crabgrass hasn't begun to germinate, being that it's a warm season grass. And because it's a warm season grass, you got to get it before it germinates. That's when the ground temperatures are below 60 degrees. 60 degrees is really the kicker for starting off all this new growth.
Yeah, so that's why you want to get this early, right, Zach?
Oh, yeah. Earlier the better, to a point. There's always a limit, of course. Now, these pre-emergents are usually applied during the day to allow the ground to soak up that herbicide and get down to where it's most effective.
Yeah, because when you were talking about, because one of the questions I've heard someone ask is, you know, should I apply this before it rains? And you were like, no, definitely not. You want this, as you apply this material, you want the sun to actually just allow this to kind of soak in and absorb into these into this plant material.
Exactly. And never fear about your lawn, folks, because these pre-emergents are very selective. They really only target crabgrass. You're not going to have to worry about it affecting any other parts of your lawn or anything. But it is advised to keep any animals or children off the grass until it dries, just for safety reasons. And remember, always check the bottle's directions, because all herbicides are a little different and their applications may differ slightly
from brand to brand.
From brand to brand, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? You're right about that, Zach, because you know it targets very specifically that crabgrass. So unless you got an entire yard of crabgrass, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't put this in my lawn. All right, start looking for your t-shirt in the mail, Nick. We'll get that thing out to you first thing Monday morning.
Right.
Our next question is from Paul in Aurora. Paul asks, I'm looking to buy mulch, and I saw your mulches online. How do I know how much mulch I need?
Well, I think I can handle this one, Zach.
All right, take it away.
You know, it's actually a really common question. People visit 844dirt.com, and they view all the products that we have online. And then we get a call, and we start talking about these products, and they say, well, I'm not really sure how much I need. And can you help me figure it out? So we're like, yeah, definitely we can help you figure it out. But did you use the online calculator? And they're like, oh, shoot, I looked at everything else, but I missed the online calculator. Yes, online there's actually a calculator that you can, after you measure out your area, you can take your length by feet, your width by feet, and the depth by inches, and then just push calculate. It'll automatically convert that to cubic yards. And that's how we sell all of our material, is by the cubic yard. And so a lot of times when people say that, the
moment of silence on the phone. Did you check out our online calculator?
I checked out everything but that.
Yeah.
So, we usually say, hey, if you want us to help you calculate that, we can do that now, or you can go back. Because what's nice about that is you could do this kind of in your own house, at your own pace. And the fact of the matter is you might have multiple areas that you want to add up. You might have a place in the back, something next to the house, one of the garden bed areas. So you can take these and do them at, when you want to do them.
Exactly. It's always there for you at 844dirt.com. All right. Good question, Paul. We'll get you a t-shirt. Our next question comes from Max in Naperville. Max writes, do April showers really bring May flowers? Well, I don't know how to answer that. The April showers help promote the good growth that we see in May, but says, if April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Zach, don't May flowers bring pilgrims?
No, Mike. Actually, they're colonists.
Okay, Zach. Well, I got to admit to you, Max doesn't really exist. I threw that one in there. I thought it'd be kind of a funny joke.
Yeah, Mike. Jokes have to be funny.
To be jokes?
To be jokes. Let's move on now, folks. Okay.
Wait a minute. Does Max get a t-shirt?
Max does not get a t-shirt, okay?
Because he doesn't exist.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for that blissful question. Our final question comes from Nicole in Naperville. Nicole writes, I have a tree that was damaged in a recent storm, and a large branch is hanging. What should I do? Well, Nicole, if that branch is small enough, you should try to cut it down yourself. There's a lot of tools you can use. A pole saw is one. But if it's small enough and low enough, you can get at it with a pole saw, stand back, and cut away.
Yeah, Zach, absolutely. I mean, you can definitely get the tools that you need. Check out our resource partners at 844dirt.com for these saws. These pole saws can actually be kind of expensive, so it's very possible that you can rent one of these. But I will say this, that all my experience with cutting large branches off of trees has usually ended up in me, getting smashed with a branch. So, unless you're absolutely 100% confident about, tackling this yourself, definitely, don't hesitate to call a professional, because, even tree experts, get hurt by doing this. So unless you've got all the confidence in the world to take on this project, don't hesitate to call a professional. But, if you do have the confidence and you got the right safety equipment, go ahead and, go for it. But, sometimes know when not to do a project.
Exactly. I know for a fact that, a simple 5-minute call to a professional to have them come out and assess that tree can really save you from about a 3-hour trip to the emergency room to get stitches. Remember, we want you to be around to do your gardening projects, so be very careful.
Absolutely.
And if this tree is located in a parkway, call your municipality. Most of the time, they deal with parkway trees, and we'll come out and take care of that for you.
Yeah, Zach, that's a great tip. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for questions today. And if you heard your question, start watching the mail for your t-shirt. But now, it's time for the Gophers Tip of the Week. Wow, I love this guy. He's got the best tips.
Zach, the Gopher is some super superhuman breed, or, you know, super gopher breed. I don't know where he gets this stuff.
He is. He said, now's a good time to get up and check your gutters. You want to make sure that they're unclogged to prevent any damage to your house. You also want to keep that water away from your foundation. Well, that's all the time we have today, folks. But stay tuned for more of the Gophers Den next week.